As Congress struggles to make the healthcare system more cost-effective, local community health centers are already doing their part with a focus on prevention instead of treating illness. Studies show that close to half of people's health status is directly related to behavior. Think diet, exercise, smoking, and stress management, and only 10% is tied to healthcare. Yet, according to Dr. Fasih Hamid with the Petaluma Health Center, 80% of money is spent on treating people's symptoms rather than trying to address the causes and prevent them.
You could never address it just through traditional healthcare. So we had to expand our ability to do so by innovating all these programs.
An estimated 14% of Americans, or 48 million, are food insecure, meaning they lack access to nutritious, affordable food. In California, Hamid notes that many low-income families are squeezed by rising rents, leaving little money left for groceries. And often, the least expensive, most convenient food options are the least healthy.
Fattening foods and sugary foods and unhealthy foods are cheap, and so kids are actually malnourished but obese. It's the paradox of the food insecure.
A study in Petaluma a few years ago of a program that handed out free bags of produce showed the families who got them ate better and reduced their body mass index after just 12 weeks. The National Association of Community Health Centers has launched a project with the Medtronic Foundation to document progress on this issue. Its report comes out later this year. For KVCR News, I'm Ben Perper.